Hello and welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is a review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series we've been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake and I'm joined by Skylar. And today we are talking about Resident Evil 4 Remake. So, Resident Evil 4 Remake was released March 24th, 2023. And then I thought, since this was a remake, let's look up the date of the original. Except I found out stuff that I didn't know about this. So the original game was released January 11th, 2005, but it was a GameCube exclusive. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it had quite a few releases.
And then it came out later in the year of 2005, October 25th, on the PlayStation 2, which is the one that I knew about. And so I just thought that they came out at the same time, which was interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And the PlayStation 2 version included the separate ways. Back in the day, they called it bonus content DLC.
DLC.
the one where you play as Ada. But I just thought that was interesting because, like, I know that everybody prefers the GameCube version or talks about it a whole lot more, which I've also seen that the PlayStation 2 version is actually, actually is worse. Like, it's not as high quality or, like, fidelity and stuff like that.
That's surprising.
Yeah. But I thought it was just, like, a thing of, I think it was, like, the N64 and the Genesis, where, like, they'd have multiple games come out on the same systems as, like, oh, the Genesis one is better, or the N64 one is better. I thought it was like that. I didn't know that it was an exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
That's really weird for Nintendo. It's like, oh, your scary zombie game? Yeah, we'll take that.
It's ours. Just until October, though.
Especially since the first three were PlayStation exclusives.
Were they really? I thought I saw my cousin play the second game on the GameCube.
That might have been a remake. Because it was like PlayStation 1.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
So, interesting stuff.
That was cool.
Then a quick synopsis of the game. This came from the PlayStation Store. 6 years have passed since the biological disaster in Raccoon City, a.k.a. Resident Evil 2. Agent Leon S. Kennedy, one of the survivors of the incident, has been sent to rescue the president's kidnapped daughter. He tracks her to a secluded European village where there is something terribly wrong with the locals. And the curtain rises on the story of daring rescue and grueling horror, where life and death, terror, and catharsis intersect.
The hell is catharsis mean?
I don't know. I think it's like
chaos.
Like they become friends at the end. Ada, she's cool at the end.
Yeah.
She throws you another weapon at the end. And then she says, see you.
Yeah, then she dips out.
So, as with all these reviews, we start with our history. History with the Resident Evil games. So, from all of our content, I say this a lot. I'm a scared little boy. I don't like scary things. however, Resident Evil, because the question I have is how many Resident Evil games have we played to this point? Mm-hmm. And actually now, a fair amount.
Yeah.
With all these remakes and sequels and stuff, now done. Started with 2 Remake, which I'm still surprised that I played, because that game did look really scary. And it was.
It is, at the beginning.
But everybody was like, oh, it's so good, it's so good, game of the year. I was like, God, okay, I gotta try it out.
Yeah, right.
So 2 Remake, 3 Remake, 4 Remake, because I played 4 Remake before you. And then 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Because I never played the original. I want them to do a remake. And then 5 and 6, I also want remakes.
Same. No, I've played about the same amount as you. Besides watching, like, my older cousin play some of the older ones, but that was about it.
Fun stuff. And then next, the story. I pointed this out during the videos of it's very funny to me how similar Resident Evil 4 Remake and Resident Evil Village are.
Especially that opening.
Because they're both at a village. All the people are being weird.
Yes.
There's just all this weird mythological stuff. like it's not even like in this game, did Umbrella even show up at all? Like, no. Maybe they're not even their symbol.
It could have in one of the documents, but we didn't really take the time to like read through them. Or
so anything. I mean, like, there's like it's not even dealing with like a virus of any sort. It's just like
parasite, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like both of them, really, both games.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was.
But you know, just like a cool, because now he's an agent. He's got to save the president's daughter. Such a cool concept.
It is.
And then the gameplay, the question I have, because the remakes have gone the third person route, and then the sequels like 7 and 8 and 9 have gone the first person route, and with 9 we'll get to choose, because because they did that with 8 also, where when the DLC for 8 came out, you could play in third person. But for you, first person or third person?
To make it scarier, first person.
But to have more fun?
First person.
Oh, wow.
I prefer first person over the third.
I like the third person. First person, I don't know.
I felt more involved whenever I was in first person.
Yeah, I guess.
And it made that opening scene in Resident Evil 8 like more intense. You watched me play that.
Yeah. 8 was fun.
It was fun.
So then, what are we going to do with 9?
Well, that really depends on who plays it.
Well, if I play it, we're going third person.
Oh, that's your preference. That's fine. We can do that.
Let us know. First or third.
Yeah.
And then usually with our reviews, we go through like the different levels and bosses and stuff like that. And for this, there really wasn't levels, so I just kind of went with the bosses.
Yeah,
just first one, he wasn't the main boss, but first one really was a chainsaw man. You don't really do anything with them, but because he just kind of shows up a couple of times.
Yeah It's like, I guess you could sit there and fight him and waste your ammo and kill him, get like a emerald or something, but
but the first one that they had listed was Delago, which was the fish creature that you fight in the lake.
I skipped that cutscene on accident.
It's like, I don't want to see this. That was a cool fight. It gets fun. Really annoying on like hardcore.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, because you know, with you, like you would throw the harpoon at him and then he'd lead you around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if you hit something, like it's essentially like an insta kill, like you die.
I see.
So it's like super annoying.
Okay.
The next was El
Gigante.
That was the giant troll-like creature. I just said troll. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
And the wolf came.
And then this is the fight where the wolf will help you if you save it when it's trapped in the bear trap.
Hell yeah.
And then it shows up and it's like, I'll help you. And you're like, yes. And then it never shows up again.
No, it doesn't.
Then there was Bitores? Mendez. That was a giant Amish looking dude with the hat. You fight him in a burning barn, and then he turns into a Scorpion King looking thing.
That wasn't a bad boss fight.
No.
it was intense just because of the close quarters, which I like. I like the intense fights.
Even though you suck at them.
Hey, have fun.
They also didn't put this on here, but right before Mendez, when you fight him as the chainsaw twin ladies.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't put that down. Interesting. Because that was like a boss fight.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, it's interesting. Then you got Verdugo. That was like the xenomorph thing with the tail when you're in the cryo freeze.
I gotcha, yeah.
That
wasn't too bad. I mean, just ran around a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of the... But he'll whip his tail, then he do a backflip.
And Leon's just like, here, flip.
Whatever. Then Ramon Salazar, the little guy with the George Washington hair.
Oh, fuck that.
Now that was an annoying boss fight.
That is such an annoying fight.
I don't know why that one was so annoying.
I saw on a channel that if we would have picked up a golden egg and you throw it into his mouth, it does significant damage. And then you only have to shoot him like two or three times and he's dead.
Well, maybe next time.
Who would have known that?
Maybe in like 30 years when they remake the game again.
Love dementia about it.
Like, did you get the golden egg? I know where the golden egg is.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in the lake. How it gets like super open world and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a spot with just like a bunch of chickens.
What the hell?
And then there's a golden egg somewhere. And then Jack Krauser, Leon's old commander.
Mm-hmm.
He killed Luis.
Yeah, asshole.
This was a weird character because I forget. We looked it up, but he's like in a game that like I'd never even heard of.
Mm-hmm. It was like some weird side game.
He just like shows up. I was like, I've never seen you before.
That cutscene that's supposed to reveal him, we're just like, oh, it's like a soldier.
It's like I get the dynamic, but it's weird.
Yeah.
And then he also turned into a weird monster.
He did.
So that was odd.
It was annoying because I didn't have any knives.
Yeah. He is a very melee focused boss. But you got through it.
Yeah.
And then the final boss, Osmond Sadler. It's a early Resident Evil game, so he's got to turn into a giant tentacle monster at the end.
Always something like that.
Resident Evil 2, you got the G virus monster dude.
Thought I heard something.
Oh, okay. The G virus monster dude, the third one. You had whatever weird, even gianter tentacle thing that Jill fought. And now you got this tentacle guy. And then we have a repeat of Resident Evil 2 where Ada throws you the RPG, even though we already had the RPG. And then we fed him a missile.
Yeah.
And he died.
He got blown to smithereens.
And then we look to the future of Resident Evil. As said before, Resident Evil 9 Requiem, February 27th, 2026. We are September, October, November, December, 6 months away.
It's coming up. I'm looking forward to that.
Playing as that one lady that's the daughter from that one lady from a different game.
Yep. Whoever that is.
Yeah, I forget what the game is, because it's not Code Veronica. Outbreak? Does that sound right? Whatever.
I know there's one called Outbreak.
And then, of Leon, rumored to be in 9.
He's going to pop up.
Because we're going back to Raccoon City. Mm-hmm. We got to... Now it's just a question of, do we get to play as him? Because they're saying that originally it was going to be a duel. But then they're like, but we scrapped that. You're just playing as this lady. It's like, are we?
I bet it'll be like a Chris situation. Maybe an in-game thing.
Yeah, but I want to play as him.
You do get to for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, an 8. Oh, yeah, that was cool. I like that part. Now that's where the first person is fun.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just like Call of Duty. And then, you know, I imagine Capcom's going to continue the remake train. Because I'd say it's been working pretty good.
They should continue it.
So that we can get that co-op Resident Evil 5 and 6 remake.
That'll be so fun to play.
I want to see what the big deal is. Especially with 6. Because I know people like hate 6.
I bet it's just because it's too action-y.
And I just want to see like how funny is it.
Well, look, Chris punches a freaking boulder in 5. Yeah. It's going to be hilarious.
I've seen that. Oh, man. That's going to be so funny. Yeah, then I didn't put this in the... Because I also imagine that they'll continue with the remakes because... Because we see the Jabroni boy at the end of 4.
Oh, the Wesker. The blonde guy, yeah, Wesker.
I saw that they're making another movie and they cast a Homelander.
Oh, that's not a bad pick.
Apparently he's been wanting to play a villain. Well,
he's already playing a villain.
Yeah, I don't know. I still haven't like really looked into it, so I don't know if this is actually real. Because now that I say that loud,
I'm like, bro, Homelander is like one of the worst.
It depends on you know what your viewpoints are.
That's wild. That's funny.
Okay, I don't. Maybe he didn't say he wants to play a villain, but apparently he said that he wants to play Wesker in a movie.
I gotcha.
So, maybe if I look more into this, maybe that's just all full of shit, and maybe he's not actually Homelander in the movie.
Hey, it wouldn't be a bad pick.
Yeah, he's a blonde white guy.
Who knows how to play a good villain?
Or a good guy.
Get out of my party.
I've never seen The Boys, I don't know. I just know that him and Kyle Irving stare at each other in the bleachers. Alright, so if you happen to stumble across this review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through Resident Evil 4 Remake, we are Just Some Dudes and we upload our videos on our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading episodes of our playthrough of Resident Evil 4 Remake on Fridays. And starting next Friday, we will begin uploading our playthrough of Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Hell yeah, man.
Excited to actually see what the story is.
It's so funny that you just...
We both individually played the game on our own, but now we're going to play it again for the channel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... I really very seldomly play games with sound. And I just skip through all the cutscenes. I'm like, I just need the collectibles. This is all I want.
Right. No, yeah, that's fair enough.
So, looking forward to the story. Stick around next Friday. Then currently we are also uploading episodes of our Metal Gear Solid 2 playthrough on Mondays and episodes of our Doom the Dark Ages playthrough on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Originally when I typed this out, it was Doom Eternal for a very long time. And I was like, oh, that's not the game.
No, sir.
There are links in our in the description for our different social media channels, including TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content. This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.